So welcome everyone this morning in Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are going to read today from Canto 11, chapter number 21, text number 21. The chapter entitled Explanation of the Vedic Path. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So text 21 is on the board.
Taya virihita sadho. Jantu shunyaya kalpate. Jantu shunyaya kalpate. Tato asya swarta vibhransho. Tato asya swartho vibhransho. Murchittasya mritasya cha. Murchittasya mritasya cha. Taya virhita sadho. Jantu shunyaya kalpate. Tato asya swartha vibhransho. Murchitasya mritasya cha. Taya virhita sadho. Jantu shunyaya kalpate. Tato asya swartha vibhransho. Murchitasya mritasya cha.
Prabhuji.
Taya virhita sadhu. Jantu shunyaya kalpate. Tato asya swartha vibhansho. Murchitasya mritasya cha. Taya virhita sadhu. Janshunyaya kalpate. Tato asya swartha vibhansho. Murchitasya atmritascha.
Word to word. Taya. Of that intelligence, virahita, deprived, sadho, O saintly Uddhava, jantu, a living creature, shunyaya, practically void, kalpate, becomes tata, consequently asya, his swartha, from the goals of life, brimansha, downfall, murchitasya, of him who has become like dull matter, mritasya, virtually dead, cha, and translation by the disciple Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O saintly Uddhava,
A person bereft of real intelligence is considered to have lost everything, deviated from the actual purpose of his life. He becomes dull, just like a dead person. Please repeat. O saintly Uddhava, a person bereft of real intelligence is considered to have lost everything, deviated from the actual purpose of his life. He becomes dull, just like a dead person. Purport. Krishna consciousness is so vital and essential that one who has deviated from his progressive path of self-realization is considered to be virtually unconscious or like a dead person. Since every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, anyone who falsely identifies with the external body is actually unconscious of his real position. Thus, it is stated, Shunyaya Kalpate, pursuing that which has no factual existence, he is devoid of any tangible progress or benefit in life. One whose consciousness is absorbed in non-existent becomes himself practically non-existent. In this way, the eternal living entities becomes fallen, lost in the ocean of material existence. And it is only by the special mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord that they can be rescued. The Lord devotees therefore instruct the fallen people to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By this process, our real consciousness and life can be quickly revived. Hari Bol. So again, the translation, this purport of this text. O saintly Uddhava, a person bereft of real intelligence is considered to have lost everything, deviated from the actual purpose of his life. He becomes dull, just like a dead person. Om Ajnana Tirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurulmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhpad Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapt Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evcha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna is personally instructing who is Krishna is talking to in this purport or its text or in this chapter.
Uddhava. And who is Uddhava? Uddhava is a very, very close friend of Krishna and also a relative. And it looks like what we heard or we hear is he also resembles like Krishna. So very, very similar to Krishna. So why we are saying this? Because that means Krishna is revealing his heart to his most dear devotee. So that anybody who wants to follow the path of Krishna conscious can get the knowledge and the process. So they know what to do, is it? And also, as we see on this verse, he's going step by step from karmakan to gyan to bhakti, is it? So we saw in the beginning of this chapter, he said how to achieve Krishna. He started just in the beginning of the chapter. He's outlined that the possibility, if you can be gyani or a devotee, then is a possibility. What you do, you should do a devotional service. What we understand by devotional service? That we follow the process of devotional service. And as Acharya outlined, as well in Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are 9 processes of devotional service. What are those? First, Shravanam, hearing. Is it? It's very, very important for all of us to hear on a regular basis Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. Is it? So we can be purified and get attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it says in, like, if you see the example of that, Maharaj Parikshit, is it? He had only 7 days to live, is it? Just 7 days. Most of the people in this world, they would like to enjoy as much as possible. Oh, I have only a few days to live, is it? Let me enjoy. But he understands the real purpose of life, to how to achieve the goal of life, or how to achieve the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Govinda. Radha Shyam Sundar. So what he did? He continuously heard Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotee of the Lord. That's very important. Prabhupada said we have to hear from the pure devotee. So it can make an impact on our life. So that's very, very important. So hearing is the basis for anything we do. And then next comes Kirtanam, which is chanting. Chanting is recommended for this age of Kali, because there are no other process that can be so simple other than chanting. So Kirtan is very important. That's why Srila Prabhupada recommended for all of us to regularly come together and do Sankirtan as well as Japa as well in association of devotees. So both are important. And then comes remembrance or Vishnu Smaranam. So how we can remember? All day long. You can internally chant, internally. You're conscious of Krishna all day long. We see from the story of Prahlad Maharaj, even though he born in a demonic family, he remembered Krishna every single time. And Krishna always protect his devotees. He did. So we have to remember him all the time we can. In the happiness as well in distress as both, not just in distress. Lot of us only go to Krishna or go to temple when we are in problem. Oh, let's approach now. Krishna is saying we should be remembering all the time. So then problem may not come. Or it may come, you may not feel that much pain. That's most important. Then Pad Sevanam. Pad Sevanam means serving the Lord's lotus feet. Again, constantly. Example is Goddess Lakshmi. She always serves his husband, Lord, is it? All the time, continuously. Then comes Archanam, this is deity worship. Deity worship is very, very important to make a connection with the Lord on a personal basis, is it? He'll be so happy. Lord waits, we heard that Lord waits for us to come and touch him. He's willing, he's waiting. We hear and see in Radha Kalachandi, we had wonderful seva, is it? Of deity worship. The deities are looking so bright and beautiful, is that correct? So attractive, so opulent. Thanks to all the pujaris who did the dressing this morning today, or always, they do a wonderful job. That's also very, very important. And then comes Vandanam, praying, is it? So strong, is it? You can pray for anyone you want. Doesn't matter the chanting or not. You can pray for anyone, for everyone. And beauty of it, that Lord listens, is it? What you're praying for, He listens. And He will do it. Recently, my father passed away. We were thinking what we can do for him. So we remember the only thing we can do to pray for him, to pray for the soul so he can get to the right destination. He can get the mercy of the Lord. That's all we can do. So prayers are very, very strong. You can pray so people can be there to understand that what they're doing in their life is not helping them. So they have to come to the right track. Otherwise, they're not using their life for the right purpose. Is it? A lot of people not using that. What they're thinking, enjoyment is just a suffering. So that's why we have to be careful what we are doing in our life, because whatever we're doing, we are to suffer or we are to enjoy. Nobody else. We can't blame for anyone for all our suffering at all. Then comes the dasyam. Number 7 is dasyam. That we can serve the Lord like a servant. Who is the best servant we know of the Lord? Hanumanji, is it? He is the best servant of the Lord. He served the Lord Ramchandra despite any difficulty. Doesn't matter what it comes. He could go to Sri Lanka, cross the ocean, when one leap, he can perform all those tasks just to serve his Lord without any motive. That's most important. A lot of people serve, but they have a lot of motives to do it. He served without any motive, without any desire, just one desire, how I can serve all the time. It's really important. And then comes Sakyam. Now, next level is Sakyam. You can be a close associate of the Lord, friend of the Lord, is it? Who we know is a very close friend that we read regularly. Arjun, is it? He was, since his childhood, he was with Krishna, is it? Playing with him, have so much fun with Krishna. So you can be friend of Krishna as well. And what Krishna did? In reciprocation, he becomes chariot driver of him, is it? The God himself. Become chariot driver of your chariot. See how merciful he is it? He's not, hey, I'm the boss. No, he wants to serve also you, but we don't want that. But still, he is so loving. And finally comes Atma Nivedan. That what does it mean? Complete surrender. Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, same thing, is it? Sarvadharman Pritajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Should completely abandon all variety of religion and surrender just unto me. Me, not nobody else, is it? To Krishna. The example we see in Bhagavatam, Bali Maharaj, is it? Even his spiritual master said not to surrender. He discarded, rejected his spiritual master because he understand that's not the right thing. He had nothing. Then what he did? He offered himself. That is complete surrender to the Lord. But we also understand Lord is very merciful. He gave the whole planet to Bali Maharaj as well and became the doorkeeper of the planet. Is how merciful is. This is how Krishna started in this chapter, that this is how you can achieve him. So if you go further, he said, other thing that you should do is analytical philosophy for jnanis. They should understand what is pious, what is unpious, what is good, what is bad, what is auspicious, what is inauspicious. Because you may perform some certain action, that might be good, may not be pious. You might be thinking, I am doing charity for such a thing, is it? Such a big school. But if they are misusing money, people are using money for bad purposes, your charity is waste, is it? You are giving donation to someone, you are getting some donation to beggar, is it? And he is going to drink from your money, you are getting the bad karma. You may think, oh, I did the very nice thing. I did so much charity, is it? So that's why Krishna is saying, you have to be very jnani. You should analyze things correctly. And one more thing, which is very important, what Krishna stated all through Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna as well, execution of prescribed duties. Do your duties, is it? Regularly. He said, do your duty even you can't perform correctly, still you do it. As a duty, you should do it. What will do it? Slowly, slowly, you'll get it right and you get the right result as well. If you try to perform somebody else's duty, even you're doing good, you may not be doing the right thing.
So Krishna is saying, if somebody is not doing all those things, then what they're doing? They are motivated by material senses. Whatever they're doing. I want this, I want that, I want this opponent, I want this car, I want this house. Whatever they're doing, they're just motivated by their material senses. They're attached to that. What does that? They go deep down in this well of material desires. So what Krishna is saying, they cultivate insignificant sense gratification. He's saying insignificant. Nothing. Is it? Whatever they're doing. Nothing. And that's why what happened to them then? They undergo continual cycle of material existence. They live the life, happy or distressed, whatever. And then they go, they die, janam mritu jara vyadhi, is it? Same process. And they take birth again and they go same suffering again. So Krishna's point is, that's how I made the system. Either you do the right thing or do the wrong thing. You get the rewarded accordingly. Ye yatham prapandate, tam sataya bhajamiham. As you surrender, I reward you accordingly. So in this chapter, Krishna further explains that I made five basic elements, which are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And where they came from? From me, from Krishna. So that means everything is good if it comes from Krishna, is it? But then he continues and said, all material bodies are composed of same five elements. All material body, they are same. And thus, they are equal. Then why people are doing something different? If they become composed of same material element and they are equal, then Krishna explains that. He says, they achieve different names and forms. Why? To achieve their goal of life. So that means whatever desire they have, they get the body accordingly. Is it? You want to suck the blood, you become mosquito in your life. You want to sleep, you become a bear. And then, that's the Krishna. All are equal, but depending how you drive it, your senses, how much you are engrossed, you get the body according to that. And Krishna have no problem giving you a different body. He has unlimited bodies to give you. No problem. Whatever you desire, he can fulfill you. Whether good or bad. That's Krishna saying. Krishna says, what I did, I have established the rules of materialistic activities. So there is also rule in material activity too. So I have established a system which is what is proper, what is improper, what is the correct time, what is the correct space, what is the physical objects. He said, I have done everything for everyone. Even if you see the land, some of the lands are very, very good, very green. Some of them are completely barren, is it? So some of, because those are barren, because they are bereft of purity and cleanliness. That's why they are bad. Also, they are bereft of brahmanas, no pious activities, no devotional thing. They are bereft of respectable persons. So land has different composition too. Some of the lands you see. That's why Krishna is saying all those lands are contaminated land. We are very fortunate to have this temple that Srila Prabhupada established all over the world, is it? So you can at least find brahmanas, you can find the respectable person, you find the purity, you can find the cleanliness, all those things. The Rupa established in every corner of the world, where we go, we can find. So that's why we have to understand the importance of these places. Krishna is saying they are very, very important. Then time is also important. Something is auspicious, something is inauspicious. Thus we know in Brahma Murata, if you do whatever spiritual activity, is very auspicious. A lot of us come Mangalarti, sometime, all the time, few of us come all the time, that's very good. But we try to, because we understand the value of that time. Similarly, times are inauspicious. All the materialistic people do all the bad activity during the night, is it? So, they are inauspicious time. So, time is also important. So, most of the time, if you neglect the service of the Lord, it's inauspicious anyway. Doesn't matter where you do. What you do? You always try to have association of Lord, come to temple, do some kirtan, katha, or you can have association of pure devotee of the Lord. That is always auspicious. So you have to understand what to do. Something which helps you, we should do. Something which doesn't help you, we should stop doing it. Krishna saying further, okay, now we talked about contamination and purity, but how to clean ourselves? What the process? So he gave couple processes first. In general, you can bathe, you can wash your external body, you can do charity, we just discussed. You can do austerity. Krishna also saying with age also you get some cleanness, some purity. You can get do it by personal strength. You can do by a ritual process to purify yourself. In India, a lot of process happens that way. A lot of puja happens that way. And then Krishna saying by prescribed duties, by slowly and gradually you can elevate yourself by doing your prescribed duties. But if you're not looking for slow process, then you have to do something more. You need to do some exceptional process. What is that process? He says, above all is remembrance of Krishna. That means Krishna consciousness is above every other process. That is why we see in our system, isn't it? Srila Prabhupada was so merciful that he took the essence of all those processes that Krishna outlined here, isn't it? And gave us the highlights of those processes. So what we do? We follow the four regulative principles. Why we do follow those principles? So we can stop getting more sins, is it? We already have enough from so many lives that we already passed. What we have to do? We have to stop. Otherwise, there is no way what we're doing is going to give you right result. And then, okay, we stop now. We have a faith in Prabhupada and devotees. But what about your karma that you already carry in? Or you, whatever your result that you already have done in the past, your work, is it? So that's why Krishna says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, and as well Prabhupada always says, do chanting, do japa. The personal japa, one-on-one, and also the group japa or the sankirtan. What it does? It will clean all those baggage of karma that we're carrying from our so many lifetimes. Both are very, very important. So we have to clean, regularly clean. That's the most effective cleaning process for our material life. Because life is very limited. We may live another 30, 40, 50, 60 years, is it? But it's not long enough to clean everything. We need to have this exceptional process who really works. That's important. If it doesn't work, then nobody do it, is it? But Krishna guarantees it. If you do it sincerely, it will work. So when Krishna gives guarantee, we can believe at least we have little faith there. That is going to work. So similarly, there is a verse in Garuda Purana that we normally chant also and when we do all worships here in temple as well. Apavitra pavitrova sarvastam gathopiva ya smaret pundikaksham sa bhaya bhayantara suchi. In quotes, that meaning whether one is pure or contaminated and regardless of one's external situation, simply by remembering the lotus eyed personality of Godhead, one can internally and externally cleanse one's existence. So this is the process. Both internally and externally. Nothing else can do that, is it? Just by remembering him. So this is wonderful. That's why you see our movement started with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He always recommended, is it? Chant. He sent his all associates. Nityanand Prabhu, is it? Go door to door. Haridas Prabhu. Haridas Thakur, is it? Go door to door. Don't look for the qualification. Just give them mercy. Let them chant, is it? They chant, they get the mercy. So see, such an emphasis on chanting. So what to do? Chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada is saying it is very, very essential for everyone who desiring or desirous of purifying his existence. There is no other way in this age of Kali. That's why he has implemented this system in ISKCON. It's completely bona fide authorized system, is it? Coming from Lord himself. That's most important. If me and you decide something, that will not be very effective. But when Lord decides something, it's most effective. Because he has a potency. You do it, you get it. You have to perform. You have to do it. Without that, nothing will happen. We need to make sure that we follow this process.
and make a priority. I think sometimes people we talk to, they say, I really agree what you're saying, but I don't have time. Do we agree that we don't have time? Everybody has same time, okay, is it? Prabhupada was able to travel all around the world, is it? Translate all the books that he read, 80 volumes of book, or Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all other books, is it? He did corresponded all with letter around the world that it was coming to him, is it? He did all the classes, attended all the kirtans, is it? So he had the same time. But he knew how to manage his time. That's most important. He knew the priority of his work. So that we need to learn how to manage our time. Time is there equally for all. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, time I am. So you have to respect that. Don't waste it. Is it? Any moment we say lost, won't come back. Is it? Please use the time. It's all for me and you and everyone. Is it? Very wisely, very intelligently. In this verse that we read today, Krishna is explaining the same thing. Is it? Krishna is saying, person deviated from the path of self-realization is considered to be virtually unconscious. Dead, is it? So if you do not understand that what is the value of the life, what is the goal of human life, then Krishna is saying this purport today, in this verse today, that you are like a dead man, unconscious. Because the thing that discriminate or distinguish itself from a dead body to a live entity, living entity, is the soul, which provides all the energy. Hare Krishna. So, if you understand that if you're a dead man, what does that mean? It's basically saying you're sleeping in the lap of Maya. Now say, is it? Jeev jago, is it? Gora Chandra Bole. We're sleeping. And Krishna has given so many things. But still, we do not understand the value for it, is it? What else Krishna can give us, is it? He's giving nice temple, nice association, nice process, is it? Somehow we connected to it also. A lot of people are connected. They are getting Harinam, people going out, booking distribution. Somehow they are getting connected as well. But they're still sleeping. That Krishna is saying about. They are like unconscious. They do not understand what they're doing. He's saying, everyone is part and parcel of me, or Krishna, is it? Everyone. That means everybody has the same qualities as of Krishna. Maybe in minute quantity, that's okay. But they all have capabilities. So he's saying, anyone identifying with external body is unconscious of his real position. So if you just doing the process, aham mameti, everything belongs to my body is mine, is it? Or any family member related to me is my family member only? Is my car, is my home? That means we are ignoring the real fact of life. That's Krishna's proposition here. So everybody has a body. If you go out of human race, you can see all animals, all insects, all aquatic, everybody has body. And everybody identifying the body. I am hungry, I need food, I'm tired, need a home, I need shelter, is it? So, but if you are human, Krishna's expectation is that you have to do something more, otherwise you're like a dead person. So Krishna is saying this text that if you absorb yourself in non-existent thing, that is something which is going to be gone anyway or lose anyway, then you also become non-existent. That's why people go through this life cycle, doesn't do much. Whatever they earn, they get the result. They're going to suffer or they're going to enjoy, but they didn't achieve the goal of life. So that become non-existent. This is Krishna's proposition. Don't become non-existent. Do something. You are a soul, not a body. And soul cannot be non-existent. But it has lost the track. That's why he's trying to give us the direction, what to do. So we can get back on the track. That's most important.
And then he's saying how it could happen. So he's saying only possibility if you get the mercy of the pure devotee of the Lord or Lord himself. Is it? That's only way. We saw in from Damodar Leela, is it? Even Yashoda Mai was so intimate to the Lord. He was trying to bind the Lord, is it? To the rope. When every time she's trying to do it, the rope become 2 inches short. Even she added whatever rope she can find. They had almost 9 million cows, is it? In their home. So they had a lot of ropes. But every time they added the rope and then trying to bind the Lord, still 2 inches short. What does that mean? That means only thing that can bind Lord or Lord can give you mercy is required 2 things. Or can be success. You can say be successful. You need 2 things. First thing is you have to surrender to the Lord. Is it? And second thing, Lord decided to give you the mercy. Those 2 things are required to become a pure devotee of the Lord. But when Yashoda Mai surrendered to the Lord and gave up, then Lord allowed out of love, is it? He got bound by that thing, is it? And then he dragged that grinding stone, brought down the tree, those things happened, is it? But the important key aspect of that story is the surrender and mercy, those goes together hand in hand. And then Krishna is saying, my pure devotee also can give you the mercy too. Because they have seen the truth, they can also show the truth. Bhagavad Gita just says that, is it? Approach the bona fide spiritual master. Serve him nicely. Ask him humbly with submissiveness. Because they know the process. You can do the process too, but you don't know how to do it correctly. That's why we need a spiritual master who can show us, can guide us how to do it right way. Otherwise, we can all do it, but maybe not do the right way. That's why we should not take chance. We go to college, in school for what? We can read the book at home. Is it? Same books. But we want to go to school or college to understand the right way of it. Is it? To understand the correct way. Under somebody who had already understand it, have seen it, and knows it. That's the role of a spiritual master. He understands it, sees it, he knows it, then he can give you the direction too. So you can be the successful as he is. Is it? That's very, very important. That's why Lord is very, very openly saying it. My pure devotee can give you. And we see it in our life. We go back to Lord Chaitanya's time. Lord Chaitanya said you should chant 64 rounds daily, is it? 64 rounds. This was a recommendation of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee of the Lord, he was so merciful. He says, you know what? I know you don't have time, is it? If you chant even 16 rounds, it's good enough for you. So Prabhupada discounted, like 75% discount for you. You do only 25%. I'll take care of the 75%, is it? Where you can get that kind of deal, is it? Anywhere you can find that kind of deal. Just pay 25% of the price. And you get the result which is unlimited. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? That he wants to show us that Krishna is saying is true. Is it? We have seen in our life. That even he can discount something which Lord doesn't want to discount. That's very important to understand. So Krishna in this chapter further explains that sometimes people quote the scriptures, Vedic scripture about the fruitive activity results, but don't be carried away by that. It's for those people who doesn't listen. We have to offer something. And he gives example that if you want to give, if a child is very sick, what you do? You have to give medicine, is it? But he doesn't want to have medicine because it's so bitter in taste. So what do you go? Give him candy. Or just entice him. Hey, I'll give you candy. Just have it. That's the role that this fruitive activity does in the life of karmakanda people, is it? that they say, okay, let me do, I get the result, and I'll be happy. So Krishna is saying, just like giving candy before you give a medicine. So I want to give them slow medicines, is it? Because they don't want ready to take the bitter medicine, is it? So that's why we'll give slowly, gradual process there, is it? Let's do this way, then get result, then you're happy, then you do more, then you're happy, then you do more, then you finally may be inquiring about, okay, what else I can do. Till then, you don't want to do more. So Krishna is trying to, so there are two processes, he's saying. Bhakti is an elevated process, is it? Is an elevator and escalator, he says. Going fast. You're going to trip 50th floor, you can take elevator. Or you can decide to take a step or a stairs, is it? One by one. That everybody else is doing. Oh, I accept God, I understand, but I don't have time. Let me take a step, one step at a time. That's what sometimes say, take one step at a time. They don't even think about there are other facilities available. Or if it is available, it's not for me. And here Krishna is saying, it's available for everyone. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go one point beyond saying, without any qualification. Is it? Where you can find those things? You get highest love of God without any qualification. So that's why very important to understand the real value of this process. What Krishna is trying to give us, nobody else can give. What we have to do, do it sincerely. That's what Krishna is looking for, is it? Just do it sincerely. Otherwise, what will happen? We're going to lose track. We have to keep bring ourselves every single day back on it. I heard from the story from Srila Prabhupada, from his disciple, that when he goes during his last time on the planet Earth, when he was staying in the Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balaram temple, he always praying in front of the deities. People ask, what, Prabhupada, what are you praying for? I'm praying to Lord, please protect me from your material energy, is it? From Maya Devi. So this is the, see, we have to see. We don't need to arrogate, oh, be in the process so long, I'm completely foolproof now. Nobody can touch me. Because Maya is very strong. Mama Maya, Duratya. It's Krishna's energy. It's keep going to keep you testing every single day. That what we have to do, we have to protect ourselves by following this process, by chanting the holy name, by doing professional service, by doing hearing, is it? Kirtan, all those things. That, what we're doing, is creating a shield around us so we can be protected from anything which can degrade us. The cost is the sincerity and the effort. Have full faith and determination. So with that, I'm going to stop here. Anybody has question, can ask. Same Prabhu have. What are you saying? Sometimes you get a bad thought, or to get out of that thought. Yeah, so that's right. Why we get frustrated or why we get a bad thought? Because we are worried, is it? We are fearful. So that's why we always worried, because we don't have faith, complete faith in Krishna. Because once we have complete faith, we understand everything happens only because of the mercy of the Lord. Nothing can happen without Him. Even what we sometimes quote, that a blade of grass moves only because of the mercy of the Lord, is it? If it doesn't allow, it can't even move. So that means that something happening bad to us is we are responsible, first of all. And second of all, we are not doing the right thing, is it? That's why Lord just keeps saying those things. If you do everything for me, nothing bad can happen. Everything will be auspicious. So we have to have complete faith. Even we going to the difficult times, we should not lose faith. We see sometimes people, even though are so good in their devotion, sometimes lose faith, is it? When the difficult time comes. The testing of the devotee is this. Whenever your difficult time comes, you should pray to Lord to give you strength to pass the difficult time. So what will happen? When the difficult time passes away, you become more devoted to the Lord. Your devotion should increase, is it? Krishna giving you a challenge not to fail, to pass it. And He'll help you. If we have that faith, then any problem that comes to our life become easy. Easy in a sense, it won't disturb that much. It may disturb a little bit for sure. But we just carried away with the problem, is it? Without thinking, sometimes they are good. Sometimes we may not be chanting good rounds,
not doing correct service, maybe we'll do tomorrow, and some problem comes to shake you up. Wake up. You're not doing it. Please do it. Sometime devotee come tell you, is it? Prabhu, please do this. Do this service, is it? You might have thought or desire, but you don't think you have a time. So that, all those things are important. For devotee, everything is auspicious if you take in the context of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Not? Let's stop here. Would you have a question? Sorry, go ahead. Jason Prabhu.
Jago?
Wake up. Wake up, sleeping soul. Wake up. Like in the morning, you come to Mangal Arati. I saw you come daily. You have to very strong, determined to wake yourself up, is it? Otherwise, it's not possible. If you're a little bit lenient, oh, couple minute more, it's done, is it? Is it? The whole Muhurat will pass and then you'll be here by maybe Darshan Arati or something. So that's true, bro, yes. So first of all, you have to determine and very strong within yourself. Because again, testing is happen all the time, not just in temple or somewhere else. Every moment of our life, the testing will happen. And you have to be very, very strong. Then only you can pass those tests. Otherwise, every single day we'll fail the test. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.